Spoiler alert, we're going to be talking about the Olympics, so you stay away for 4 minutes unless you want to hear what happened today. It's 719 at KSRO, but please join us as we check in with our friend Alex Stone from ABC News. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Pat. Good morning to you. And yeah, the opening ceremony now done here in South Korea was quite a show of a whole lot of fireworks and whole lot of drones, thousands of drones that they used, and they were lit up, used them as to create pictures floating in the sky of doves and some other pictures that were floating around the performance area of the stadium. And then now the Olympics officially begin. The cauldron has been lit. It is burning just across the street from where we are right now. And now in a couple of hours, today, West Coast time, tomorrow here, or later on today here, some medals are already going to be awarded in things like speed skating and cross country. So here we go.
You know, Alex, right now is right now, but tonight we're going to be seeing This Morning on NBC. So how do you really report when there's this huge time change?
Well, he does it.
One issue that we have with this. Yeah, right now it is Saturday morning at 12:20 in the morning right now.
Wow.
There is a 17-hour time difference from the West Coast, and it gets interesting with time zones and with what's going to be aired and not going to be aired. But bottom line, we're going to report it as it happens. And we can't wait for NBC to air it later on. But it does make it interesting.
Well, you're going to be all screwed up for a couple of weeks, Alex. That's really the bottom line there in terms of timelines. And, of course, you are live from Pyeongchang and where the Olympics is taking place. What's the security like?
Well, it's tight, but it's very different than what we would see in the U.S. You know, in the U.S., we've become so used to tight security after 9/11. There's none of what we would see. The heavily armed police, the bomb-sniffing dogs, the armored vehicles, none of that is here. We are told that it's all behind the scenes, that it could come out if it has to come out, but it's a lot of unarmed police standing around watching over. In fact, today, there was a bag that was sitting on a walkway, and some of our crew members said, hey, that doesn't look right. And the folks from the Korean police services, they said, it's fine, just leave it. If there was an unattended bag outside of a major event in the U.S., everybody would get evacuated, and the bomb squad would come in here. They say, it's fine. So, it's different, but we are assured that it is very, very secure.
All right, so a little bit of controversy, Alex, over the picking of the flag bearer for the U.S. for tonight's opening ceremonies, which is already done.
Between Erin Hamlin, she is the one who got the duty as flag bearer. She is a loser, four-time Olympian, 31 years old. She was chosen the way Team USA does it. It votes. All of the sports get a vote. She got four votes. And Shawnee Davis got four votes, the speed skater. From there, they had a coin toss to decide which one was going to get it. Well, she got it. It appears Shawnee Davis isn't too happy about that. He's taken to Twitter saying that he is qualified, that he has the background, with the hashtag of Black History Month. Well, that has brought in a whole new part of the argument here. And Shawnee Davis isn't saying anymore. Team USA isn't saying anymore, but it did bring out a lot of controversy over who that flag bearer was tonight here and who you'll see tonight there.
And what would you say, Alex, are going to be for us the notable events for the weekend, the first weekend of the Olympics?
Yeah, going forward, we really get into all of it, but figure skating, speed skating, the short track program, the cross country. I mean, here we go. You're going to see all of it, and because many of these have long qualifying rounds and preliminary rounds, they get right to it. Whereas in sometimes the Summer Olympics, some of the sports will wait a little while and then they pick it up. In the Winter Olympics, they pretty much do them all the whole time, and there will be quite a bit of curling. So everybody's favorite.
Yep.
Curling with the rock and with the broom. Don't worry, there will be plenty of that.
Listen, my kids and us, we were watching curling last night. Those two, the guy and the gal sister from Wisconsin, were lighting it up. My kids could not get enough of the stash. But real quickly, everywhere you go, everybody's talking about Lindsey Vonn and her dog. She seems to already be the darling of the games.
Yeah, she's got the dog here. Kind of surprising that customs allowed the dog to come in, but she's got the dog here. She held a news conference today and had the dog. That she brings the dog everywhere. Yeah, you know, she and Shaun White are kind of the celebrities here at the Olympics. The cool thing about the Olympics is you usually don't know who the people are. I mean, up until a couple of weeks ago, many people didn't know who Nathan Chen was or Mame Biney, and they may still not, but they will by the end of these 2 weeks. But then you do have the celebrities like Lindsey Vonn and like Shaun White that really do go above, you know, all the rest of the names and that you know those. Back to the curling, you were talking about Matt and Becca Hamilton, and unfortunately they lost last night to Switzerland, but it was up until the very end. It looked like they were going to win the thing, and then they lost it. Nathan Chen on the ice had a rough go of it yesterday, falling during the triple axel. It's not the start that the Team USA wanted, but they've got a lot of time. We're only on really day zero at this point. Day one starts tomorrow, and then there we go.
All right, Alex. Well, I'm hoping against hope that there's a big fat nap in your future, and we will check in with you all next week, and good luck and be safe over there.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right. That is Alex Stone from ABC News and, of course, a good friend of this radio station's. And, yes, he will be on the air with us Monday through Friday during the Olympics coverage so we can bring it right to you. But it is a confusing time considering the time change now after midnight in South Korea. So a very long day for the reporters and the athletes there.